Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it's going to be a whopper of a Wednesday. I can feel it.
Happy hump day, Crudy, Evan on the board, our fair audience. We can make it, baby. We're going to make it.
Yesterday was primary day for Liz Cheney, Dom, and she lost. And it wasn't unforeseen. I mean, we all saw it coming. But does that make, if Cheney's the loser, does that make Trump the winner last night?
I mean, Trump's always a loser. I mean, Trump's been losing his whole life, man. So, no, I mean, Trump will certainly look at it that way. But, no, I think this, in the long run,
don't you think the
very bad for the people of Wyoming, very bad for this country. But in the long run, it will not be good for Donald Trump or this country.
Do you think the Republican Party, you know, the stakeholders, if you will, Dom, do you think they will see it as a victory of Donald Trump? Because I think they will. I think they'll continue to fear the man.
I believe that's the case. I think they're cowards and they're sycophants and they're cult members. So in any combination or ratio of those three things is pretty much the megas these days. So sure, I'll look at that. I mean, look at the people that have stood up and voted for impeachment. Most of them, not all of them, most of them have been swept aside by the mega movement.
Eight of ten so far. Republicans that voted in the House of Representatives to impeach Donald Trump, 8 of 10 were defeated in primaries. So, Liz Cheney for president, Tom?
No, I mean, that's...
She's going to earn your vote?
No, but if I just may offer this one observation, which kind of blows my mind. I had to look it up right before we came on the air. The entire population of the state of Wyoming is smaller than the entire population of the city of Milwaukee, right? Like, they have, I don't know, 581,000 residents, and City of Milwaukee has...
The people have spoken!
1,000, right? But that entire... They get two senators! They still get two senators!
Yeah, but only one congressperson, and it's not going to be Liz Cheney.
It's not going to be Liz Cheney. One area code and two senators. So, it's a whole, maybe perhaps different conversation, but the outsized influence of small population states like that is a little, you know, nauseating sometimes.
I'm a little nauseous. Not really. I just had some cookie in the back. It was really good. Good cookie. Good.
All right, man. Getting prepped up for the show, man. Preparation.
Well, you know, I'm quite exuberant today because it's a Marquette University Law School polling day.
Yeah.
And is the custom. Dominic, when the Marquette University Law School polling drops, we get the man himself, pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin. He's coming in hour two, the happy hour. So stick around for Charles about an hour from now. But a couple of the top lines, we've got some very competitive races going on here in the state of Wisconsin. We've got a U.S. senatorial race, Rojo, Ron Johnson. He's the incumbent. And he's getting schmucked right now by the Democratic nominee, Mandela Barnes. Mandela by 7.
Barnes up by 7, 51-44, and that is outside the margin of error. This particular poll, I believe, has an MOE of 4.2.
What about the gubernatorial race? Incumbent Democrat Tony Evers and the carpetbagger? The guy from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Tim Michaels.
A little bit closer.
The Trump-endorsed Tim Michaels.
Evers pulling 45, Michaels 43, and there's some independent person running for for this office, for governor of the state of Wisconsin, and I don't have the name in front of me. Let me find that. But she is pulling 7%. 7%. The name Beglinger
is pulling. I'll take your word for it. I mean, she's reached out. She's looking for an appearance on this fine radio show. I would say perhaps
7% is a big for an independent run. I think that's a big number.
That's a bigger number than your buddy Ramjam got in the Republican primary.
Right.
So if that number holds, you know, through the next time I get around to do some fine booking, then, you know, we'll perhaps get her on the show. But today, it's Marquette University Law School pollster Charles Franklin. And also, did I mention my congressman, Mark Pocan, joining us at 5:30.
Nice. Pulling up the back end of this fine program. Crudy, another one that we'll get to when we talk to Charles next hour. You know, we love the weed question. I mean, who doesn't love weed, let alone the weed question? And it remains very popular here in Wisconsin. Legal weed, 69% are down. That includes the same number of 51% of Republicans.
Majority of Republicans.
This question was asked. So that's consistent for the Republicans. 23% are against it. What? Why? And 8% don't know, which means they need to hang out here around 420 so you can find out.
We will still not have legal weed here in the state of Wisconsin. Not even close. Because, of course, gerrymandering, Republicans in charge of the legislative levers of power. Man, we're a decade away from legalized weed.
Oh, it's so depressing when you
put You better get a bus pass, Beloit, or up to the UP or something, man. You're not getting legal weed around here, not under the current governance mechanisms. And, you know, it's so frustrating about this great state we live in. But because the governance is so broken, people really have no means of expressing their will. Because things that are very, very popular here in the state of Wisconsin, they don't care. Republicans don't care. They have the legislative majorities. They're so baked in the cake with gerrymandering. I mean, there's no way. A coin flip election leads to a two-third majority of Republicans. And currently, thank goodness, we've got a Democratic governor to veto their malfeasance. And he's got like a 2% within the margin of error margin over Tim Michaels, this guy that people didn't know who he was 4 months ago. Oh, I forget, Dom, you or perhaps Luke here. Fine news guy, Luke. He precedes us earlier in the day, dueling tangents. I did not know that Tim Michaels for governor once upon a time was Tim Michaels for state senate. And his opponent, now Congressman Scotty Fitzgerald. And Tim Michaels got less than 30% of the vote.
So 29% Tim. And a state senate race. Tim Michaels lost to Feingold, right?
In a U.S. Senate race in 2014. He was 45% Timmy then.
So is Tim Michaels never, he's never won a race. He's never held elective office. But he sure spent
neither of you.
I'm not running. If I ran, Crudy, I would serve.
Third time's the trick, Dom? Question
maybe,
mark?
Maybe.
The perennial outsider because he could never win a race?
This independent, Joan Beglinger, pulling in 7% as an independent, I find that very intriguing. Again, the margin of error here at 4.2 could be more, could be less, but you know, where is she drawing from?
I'm not clear. I'm not clear either. You know, more power to her. I don't think she's drawing away support from Evers at this point. I mean, this is not the Green Party. This is not Jill Stein. So if anything, I would say, you know, the current margin, and again, it's within the margin of error, the Marquette University Law School polling, but the current margin, Tony holds over Tim Michaels, 2%. Well, she's got 7. And I can't imagine. We've never seen an independent, I don't believe, pull like 7% in this state. It's been a long time. Someone smarter than me will probably know the answer. Google maybe, would probably know the answer. Maybe, it's probably worth the
Charles
Google.
Franklin will know that answer when he joins us at the happy hour.
Dominic, let's turn to another issue exposed in the daily headlines here. And also through the Marquette University Law School polling, the confidence in the last election.
Wait, which now, election? The primaries that we just had?
Well, that's not polled, although we can talk to Charles about that. The 2020 elections, Dom, and I'd like to talk from a partisan perspective, people's confidence in the outcome of the 2020 election. Well, we've had this special prosecutor, right? We're going to talk about Gabelman soon. Hell, the guy that hired Gabelman, I believe it was today, or at least it's being reported today, Robin Voss, Speaker of the Assembly, you know, the guy that's got all the power through the gerrymandering process. Well, he said that perhaps Gabelman, the former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, corrupted, should lose his law license. Mostly for trashing Robin Voss. Like, I hired the guy, he trashed me. That's got to be an ethics violation or something. There was a Judge Remington that had lots to say about Gabelman. But here's what Partisan said about the outcome of the 2020 election. Among independents, 46% are very confident in the outcome of the last election. 21% somewhat confident. So that's 67%, about two-thirds. 15% not too confident, 13% not confident at all. Now contrast that with the Democrats, those that, you know, call themselves Democrats. Looking back at the 2020, are we keeping you up past your bedtime, Dom? The 2020 Democrats, talking about their confidence in the outcome, 90% very confident, 5% somewhat confident. That's about 95%. 3% not too confident.
That's 98%.
And I'm not at all confident where the other 2% went, but
0%. Don't know. The other 2% went to don't know.
Well, don't know. So 95%-ish amongst the Dems. And then there's Republicans. Amongst Republicans, 13% are very confident that Joe Biden is the duly elected president of the United States.
Well, the specific question, if I may, how confident are you that the votes for president were accurately cast and counted in the 2020 election?
Well, 13% of them, Tom, are very confident. 13%.
13-1-3. That's not a lot.
Now, 24% are somewhat confident.
Nah.
And 62% are not too confident or not at all confident. 62% of Republicans are not confident about the outcome of the last election, Tom. And we've got some more partisan breakdowns. We've got some talk about Gabelman. And also, the latest on Donald Trump. More good news for the man. You know, he's having a hell of a good week, Dom. You know, the whole Liz Cheney victory in Wyoming, or loss, as the case may be. He defeated
He just keeps winning, right?
Well, you're all winners for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Come back with us. Keep winning.
I'm going to get you a nice fruit basket. I'm going to miss him.
Holy mackerel, folks. Let's get to work.